This program comes to you by electrical transcription. The Treasury Star Parade. With Frederick March and Arnold Moss in an adaptation from one of the best pictures of the year, The Invaders, with a special musical score conducted by Al Goodman, produced by William A. Bacher.
Any bonds today? Bonds of freedom is what we're selling. Any bonds today?
This is Frederick March, ladies and gentlemen, in another of the new series of programs brought to you by the Treasury Department. Today, we bring you a few scenes from a new picture, part of which was made in England, part in Canada, and part in this country. It's a story that might have taken place anywhere in the world today, where there is still a democratic way of life. Its message is so significant and so timely, its characters so vivid, its settings of such stark realism, that we forbore adding any production frills. We have made no attempt to make a complete story of it. We have taken just a few of the scenes from one sequence of the motion picture, strung them together, and the result, well, you shall see.
Late in the spring of 1941, a submarine crept into the Hudson Bay, torpedoed and sank an unarmed freighter, and attacked the inhabitants of a nearby trading post. The submarine itself was discovered and bombed, but seven of the crew escaped, disguised themselves, and made a long trek southward into Canada, leaving a trail of blood and death behind them wherever they passed. Eventually, they arrived at a settlement of 114 Hutterites, mostly Germans who had come to Canada and settled to find peace and security and freedom of worship. The seven were taken in and fed, offered a place to stay and work if they liked.
On behalf of my friends and myself, I have to thank you for your kindness in giving us food and shelter.
You are welcome. I hear you come from up north, in the woods. Or down north, as we call it here.
Yes.
You just come out?
Last week.
Are you Germans? I ask, are you Germans?
Yes.
Are you ashamed of it?
Of course not.
Most of us are Germans. You may find some from the same part of the old country as yourselves. Come. Anna will make your beds. I will show you where to sleep.
That's what I call a busy girl.
That's nothing. I make 14 beds every night.
That's a lot of work.
You see, we have a lot of men who have no mothers and who aren't married yet. So somebody has to make their beds.
Where do you sleep?
In Peter's house.
In Peter's house?
But I don't make the bed for him.
For Peter. Why not?
Because he has a mother to look after him.
Haven't you a mother?
No. She was drowned.
Drowned?
Our ship was sunk.
Torpedoed?
I think so.
Well, don't you know? Was there a big explosion?
Shut up, Krebs. You and your questions. Don't answer, Anna. Run along now. Good night. Chin's up.
Good night.
Nice quarters they've given us, huh?
Very. Best we'll tell him.
You what? Do you think these people are friendly, Holotant?
Friendly? Yes, Vogel. But you saw how their leader tried to draw us out. Are you Germans? Are you ashamed of being Germans? That, in a country with which we are at war.
There can be only one answer to that. Our agents have done their work well.
Yes. This religion may be nothing but a cover.
I bet they sing the Horst Wessel song better than hymns.
We should see that tomorrow at this meeting they're going to have. Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler. Heil Hitler.
Who knows? Perhaps one day the story of our adventures will all be written in a book. In a few years' time, it may be the basis of compulsory lectures to the Hitler Youth.
Yeah. The ships we sank with women and children aboard. The lifeboats we shelled. We were good at that. We did to the Eskimos at the post. The unarmed men we shot in the back.
You forget, Vogel. We are at war. We can't expect to win without the methods of total warfare. Men, women, and children, they're all our enemies and must be treated as such. Did you never read what Bismarck said?
Leave them only their eyes to weep with.
Leave them only their eyes to weep with. Did he say that?
Those were his actual words in the war of 1870. You should study Bismarck. He was a great German.
A great German.
You know, Vogel, I'm worried about you. You're a good fellow, but you don't discipline yourself. You give way to emotions. It will land you in trouble one of these days. Why don't you take an example from Kranz? A fine soldiery fellow. You could be just as good a Nazi as he if you tried. Are you listening, Vogel?
Yes, Herr Leutnant.
Well, then think it over.
Yes, Herr Leutnant.
Turn out the light and go to bed.
Yes, Herr Leutnant.
Sorry, I'm late for the meeting, Peter. Is everybody here? There's an electric storm playing all around us, frightening the animals and chickens. Oh, move over, Philip. How are you, Anna?
Andreas.
Huh?
One of our guests was speaking.
All good.
As I was about to say, you have one clear choice. Where there's a question of blood, where one is governed by the deepest of racial instincts, then every other consideration is swept aside. There is a new wind blowing from the east. A great storm coming across the sea. A hurricane which will sweep aside all the old, outmoded ways of life and mark the beginning of a new order, not only for Europe, but for the whole world. Let those beware who would have the temerity to stand in its way. They will go down before its irresistible impulse and be crushed out of existence.
What are you talking about, friend?
I am talking of the greatest idea in history. The supremacy of the Nordic race, the German people. I am talking of the being whose name, I am certain, lives in every heart. Whose name hangs on all of our lips. Whether we can shout it to the world or only whisper it in one another's ears. Germans! Brothers! I ask you to join with me in paying homage to our glorious Führer. Heil Hitler!
Heil Hitler!
We do not ask where you come from or what brought you here, although you have left us in no doubt as to your beliefs. Someone has given you, no doubt deliberately, a completely false impression of us. We are only one amongst many foreign settlements in Canada. There are thousands of them in this part of the world, and they have been founded, some of them recently, some 80 years ago. By people who left their homes in Europe because of famine, because of starvation, because of racial and political persecution, and some, like ourselves, because of their faith. Some came only to find new land, new boundaries, a new world. But all have found here in Canada the security, the peace and tolerance and understanding which in Europe it is your Führer's pride to have stamped out. You call us Germans. You call us brothers. Yes, most of us are Germans. Our names are German. Our tongue is German. Our old handwritten books are in German script. But we are not your brothers. Our Germany is dead. However hard this may be for some of us older people, it is a blessing for our children. Our children grow up against new backgrounds, new horizons, and they are free. Free to run and to laugh without being forced into uniforms. Without being forced to march up and down the streets singing battle songs. You talk about the new order in Europe. The new order where there will not be one corner, not a hole big enough for a mouse, where a decent man can breathe freely. You think we hate you, but we do not. It is against our faith to hate. We only hate the power of evil which is spreading over the world. You and your Hitlerism are like the microbes of some filthy disease, filled with a longing to multiply yourselves until you destroy everything healthy in the world. We are not your brothers.
What do you want?
I have come to tell you that you can make your own bed. I don't want to work for you.
That's all right, Anna. Run along now.
Be quiet, Fogel. You'd better go, girl.
You're Nazi, aren't you? Aren't you? We are not allowed to hate anybody. But I hate you. I believe you have escaped from an internment camp. I shall tell the police about you. You killed my father because he said your Führer was the Antichrist. You drowned my mother. I hate you. I hate you.
So you're going to tell the police about us, are you? Little girls should be seen and not heard.
That'll do, Kranz.
What's the matter with you?
That'll do.
Fogel.
Come along, Anna. I'll take you home.
Tell Lieutenant, we can't let them go.
I'd like to see what you're going to do about it.
Fogel!
Yes, Herr Lieutenant?
Have you forgotten who you are?
No, Herr Lieutenant.
Let the girl go. Shut the door.
I'll take her home, Herr Lieutenant.
Engine room, Artificer Fogel. You're under arrest. You're accused of desertion and treachery to the Third Reich. In the absence of a properly constituted court, I assume authority as your superior officer and sentence you to death. The sentence will be carried out immediately. In the name of the Führer. Have you anything to say?
Yes, Herr Lieutenant. I should have liked to stay here. Being with these people has made me feel like it used to be at home. 7 years ago, before everything changed, I'd almost forgotten what it was like, living quiet, doing my real work. This life I live seems to have no sense to it anymore. Go on. Go on, Herr Lieutenant. You can kill me. You can go on and on killing people like me. But remember this, you and your kind. You cannot kill all the goodness in people, the kindness, the gentleness, the right to hold a prayer book in our hands when we die, the right to look on his face when we die, and be greeted as brother.
Thank you, Frederick March, Arnold Moss, Anne Shepard, and Stefan Schnabel. Today, now we are meeting the supreme test of whether democracy and the American way of life can survive or deserves to survive. It's up to us. What will be the answer? Here is one. Buy United States savings bonds and stamps. Buy them. Buy them from your grocer. Buy them from your department store, your bank, your drugstore, your post office. Get the habit. Budget part of your income every week and join the Treasury Payroll Savings Plan wherever you work. Savings bonds and stamps are your way of investing in America. It's your country. Keep it yours. The United States Treasury Department thanks the distinguished artists who donated their talents to this performance. Frederick March and the executives of Columbia Pictures for their generous permission to use the two scenes from their most worthy motion picture, The Invaders. Officer and chorus under the direction of Al Goodman. Writing by Malcolm Meacham, John McLeish, and Howard Block. Production by William A. Baker. This program was transcribed. This is Larry Elliott speaking.